I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Time for our picks. I gave you the record. A Boomer's the only one above 500 right now. He's having a nice little year for himself. Another win last night with the Browns. We've got five more games today, and our football picks are brought to you by Winners Brothers, Long Island's number one choice for waste removal and recycling services. By Brothers Supply, your number one source for ice air, P-Tax, water source, heat pumps, and fan coils. And you can bet now with William Hill, America's number one sports book, on the app and at williamhill.com. Jerry Recco, tee him up.
All right, here we go. We got five games for you. The last one we'll hold off for will be the Giants at the Texans. So first up, Niners, Chiefs in Kansas City. Chiefs given 5.5.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, all this Pat Mahomes love has got me dizzy. I am drunk off of Pat Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs as well. I know that the San Francisco 49ers were out to a big lead against the Detroit Lions, and then there was a backdoor cover, and that team tends to keep these games close. But I cannot imagine this Chiefs offense, after coming home, not winning by more than a touchdown or more in this game against San Francisco. They've been so damn good. And I don't know how you stop the guy. I don't know how you stop him. I don't know how you stop Tyreek Hill. 5.5, too low for me. Give me the Kansas City Chiefs minus 5.5 in a game that I'm more confident in than the other ones we're going to pick the rest of the way.
Give me the Chiefs, the over. And you know how I feel.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I'm going with Pat Mahomes. He's my favorite.
We can tell.
Yes. Thank you very much. As I hold the photo of Pat Mahomes that was given me this morning from a picture that we took 2 years ago prior to the draft in a heart shape. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Make it 3 for 3. They're as exciting as the Warriors of the NFL, so I'll take the Chiefs too. Raiders in Miami against the Dolphins. Dolphins laying 4.
I'm so bored by the Dolphins, and I know that the Oakland Raiders had a tough start, and everybody's on Gruden, and he actually had the audacity to say, you know, pass rushers are really hard to find in this league, and, you know, we really need to find ourselves one. You traded Khalil Mack a week ago.
He's nuts.
Yeah, so I am actually going to pick the Raiders in this game. I know that they're traveling. The Dolphins are 2-0, and Tannehill looks good. I just think that the Oakland Raiders, it's Oakland plus 4. I just think they're going to keep this one close. I'm not sure if I can pick them to win, but I like the Raiders in this one. I think Miami comes back to earth.
You know what? I'm going to take the Raiders as well. And I'm going to take the Raiders simply because they're desperate right now. I really believe that they came close last week. They had a great first half. They fell off a little bit in the second half. I'll tell you, the tough coaching has worked on Derek Carr because he had a pretty good game last week, and especially with his completion percentage, 29 of 32. Only 19 points, so low-scoring game, but I will take the Raiders to at least cover here.
All right, Raiders coming east. I was impressed by the Dolphins' front, defensive front last week. I'll take Miami minus 4. Game number 3, Bengals in Carolina against the Panthers. Panthers given 3.
I'm taking the Bengals, man. I'm taking Geno Atkins. I'm taking Andy Dalton. I know that Joe Mixon is not playing in this game, which is a big loss for the Bengals offense, but I think that just puts more pressure on Andy Dalton to throw the ball down the field, and that's something that I think you should be able to take advantage of the Carolina Panthers with. Panthers are like one of those teams I really don't know what to expect. I don't even think they know what to expect. So I'm going to take the Bengals on the road with the points.
Yeah, I like the Panthers at home. I'm going to take the Panthers at home. Cincinnati does have that long layoff, and the running game's a big part of it. I mean, they got Gio Bernard, who's going to get most of the carries. Really didn't have a lot of people behind Joe Mixon. So I think that's going to become a one-dimensional offense, and that's really going to help Ron Rivera be able to game plan against that Cincinnati offense that was so impressive against the Ravens. And you saw Carolina really turn it up late in that game last week. Christian McCaffrey has been off the charts with what he's been able to do. Expect another big game out of him. Carolina minus three at home.
I'm with you. I like Carolina at home as well. Cam Newton impressive in Atlanta in the loss last week. Game four, Chargers at Rams. L.A. Rams, that is. Giving up 7.5, more than a touchdown.
I'm taking the Chargers. I'm taking the Chargers with the points. I don't think they'll beat them, but, you know, the Chargers got a good defense, too, even though Joey Bosa's not playing. They also have a top 10 offense. I don't necessarily know that they have enough to beat the Rams, but the Rams are basically just running roughshod over everybody. And who have they beaten? You know, I mean, it's really not much. I mean, they beat the Oakland Raiders. The Raiders actually kept that game close through the second half, and all of a sudden Derek Carr went haywire. So I don't suspect that Phillip Rivers will be doing that, but I think the Chargers with the points will cover.
It's that half a point that always gets me in a game like this. If it was 7, I would probably lean more towards the Rams. That's 7.5. I'm taking the Chargers, too. I love that offense. Melvin Gordon was just a beast last week. Keenan Allen was kept quiet, but I think that he comes back in a big way against the Rams. That Rams defense has been tremendous, but you're right. I mean, think about last week against that Arizona Cardinals team. Just brutal how bad the Cardinals have been offensively. So give me the Chargers, plus 7.5. It's just too many points for a team I think is very, very talented.
I'll take the Rams in a blowout given the 7.5. And lastly, Giants in Houston against the Texans, 2-0-2 teams. Season's over probably for whichever team loses this game.
You know, I'm not going to get into this all that deeply. I just think that the Giants, you know, have to come around sooner or later. Sooner or later, their talent has got to show, especially on offense. I think their defense has done a pretty good job. And obviously, keeping Deshaun Watson in the pocket is the most important thing. I'm going to go with the Giants. I'm going to take the points. I don't know if they'll win the game, but I think they'll keep the game close enough.
Same old Giants.
It's going to be a real defensive-oriented game.
Yeah, the way you feel about the Giants and the talent is the way you feel about the Texans and the talent. I think it's about time for them to wake up. Deshaun Watson is going to look like himself for the first time this year. He's going to look great in this game, and this Texans defense is going to play better than the Giants defense. I think it's a real tough spot for the Giants. I just can't pick the Giants with how terrible they've looked the first couple of weeks. Give me the Texans minus 6. I hope the Giants win because I can't deal with another depression morning show again, but the Texans are probably going to win this game.
We got to go. I'll take Giants plus 6. There you go. Enjoy.
All right, Jerry. Good job today. Happy birthday to you, Al.
Happy birthday to you, Al Dukes. Happy birthday to you, Al Dukes. Happy birthday, dear
Al Hughes.
Happy birthday to
Hey, Al.
Yes, please.
You're a weirdo.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, I know it is. Yeah,
I'm not here.
Have a happy birthday weekend.
Oh, weekend. Thank you.
Because I know how you are about Friday.
Holla!
That's right.